96.1 KLPX Beth Simmons with Bobby Blotzer to tell us all about his rat experience. Now, Bobby, who's in this new band that you formed?
Scotty Griffin. He's my bass player. He was in LA Guns for about 8 years. The guitar player, his name is Blaze. He's a 22-year-old guy that is absolutely awesome. And him and Doc, they both were in a band with Jersey Turtle from Love Hate, and who also sang in Rat with me. Josh Allen, the singer, he's pretty much a new cat, you know?
Yeah.
So now I'm just trying to keep playing while Rat is
on hiatus, right?
On hiatus. That's a polite way of putting dysfunctional.
Well, that's the part I don't understand. So at the moment, you know, Stephen Piercy left, obviously, but why not continue on as Rat minus Stephen Piercy?
Warren just doesn't want to with new guys in the band at this juncture.
And
but yet, he doesn't want to give Stephen what Stephen wants, which is an even cut ownership of the name, which means nothing because he gets even money, he gets an even vote, and most of the time, him and Warren are outvoting me on things, you know, because I'm trying to do different. They're comfortable just being lazy. I just got frustrated on it, and you know what? I see videos of Stephen's band, and his band couldn't light a match next to my band.
But with that, I think he got really mad, too, because I don't know if you read online, but he was saying, oh, he shouldn't be having his Rat experience because he's misleading our fans.
Well, he's always crazy with everything he says, by and large.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not playing with full deck at the moment. One thing that did piss me off, though, is he said that I'm out there misleading people. And, you know, what he's alluding to on that was when I play shows, the radio ad match that has been put together
have his voice on it. Yeah.
It's same thing when he plays somewhere.
Exactly.
It's like, dude, are you forgetting Hello that I wrote those songs to? I'm on those recordings too. He never had a problem with that when Juan and Robin weren't in the band and we were touring and they were playing radio spots with, you know, Round and Round and Lay It Down or whatever songs that they generally choose. So, you know, it bums me out because the way I see his performances is not really helping the integrity of Rat and everything we've done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not here to do that. I'm out here to really have people come out and go, that was badass.
I don't know if, I want to say June 15th, Stephen Piercy was saying he recorded one last song with you guys before he left the band and that he doesn't know if it'll ever come out, if you'll let it come out.
He didn't record. Him and Warren worked on a Skeletor riff.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even have lyrics written to it. He played it for me over the phone, and it was like Warren playing guitar and him just going, kind of like a melody, and it sounded good.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, cool, dude, right on. Great, let's go. Because we're owing the record company a record still, you know? And it's such a drag because that last record was just so good, and people dug it.
Yeah.
Because I want to finish the game with this.
So really quickly, I know that you said that you owe the record label one more last album. What's going to happen now? Do you have to record it or are you just saying it's a wash and you guys are both removing yourself from the situation?
You know, when we get back together and we want to do a record, you know, it's got to be through Roadrunner. And I would love that because they're a great label and they put out an excellent record and I'm damn proud of that record. You know?
Yeah. So then the door is open. It's not closed. The door is open.
I think the door is always open. This is just pattern behavior, you know. But I understand it's wanting it to be, for the fans, the original band. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want that, then give these guys 25% of the ownership of the name, and let's get our asses back out there before we hit the old folks home here.
On a happier topic, I know that you're, you know, going to be hanging around tonight. What are you doing after the show? Are you going to be hanging out with all the fans?
First of all, I'll state this. You know, everybody's doing these pay meet and greet things. We were doing them in Rat. I didn't like that. And I didn't like the way certain band member, were treating the people there. And I stopped going to meet and greets. I said, you know what, you guys, you just keep the money. I don't care. You know, I'll sign anything you got. Just buy a shirt. Buy something from my merch booth and you're in the line.
Okay, we'll be grabbing our t-shirts. You better be signing. I'll see you tonight. Club XS, Bobby Blotzer, The Rat Experience. Thank you so much for talking to me this afternoon.
Absolutely.